So to say that Bill Cooper was simply paranoid could be very inaccurate, couldn't it?
Yes. I think toward the end.
Maybe.
Well, the pressure he was under, I mean, when the federal government's after you, that's like, you know, the if you've ever seen that cartoon of the eagle coming in toward the little mouse and there's no place you can run, yeah, the pressure starts to get to you. And I think at the end, he was feeling that pressure. But I think for most of his post-military career, he was calling it like he saw it. And since he was in naval intelligence, he saw a lot of things and heard a lot of things the average individual would have absolutely no contact with.
He did not trust many, did he?
No, he didn't.
No.
And, in fact, according to his writings, so many people, according to what he said when I interviewed him, so many people that he thought were the mainstays of the UFO community, for example, he found out, because let's face it, you never lose those military connections, especially if you're in, in the area he was in or in the area I was in. There's still people that I could call today if it was something I really wanted to know. And he found out that a number of people in the UFO community were actually intelligence agents. Our government actually pays people to spread this information.
Why did he make that flip in the 90s, where he would talk a lot about UFOs, then toward the end of his career and his life, it was more government conspiracies and the shadow government? He turned. How come? Ken? There he is.
That was a major revelation. They really are there. But then he did what I've done, and you start researching a lot of the rumors about them having entered into contracts with various governments, various organizations, and it all comes back to, as I have discovered in a lot of respects, that a lot of what he wrote about secret society is absolutely correct.
Let's go to Dave in Philadelphia. Hey, David, go ahead.
Morning, George.
Morning.
I was a fan of Bill Cooper's. I bought his book about 14 years ago, and I found it really interesting that something that he wrote about, a whole section about the AIDS virus and how the government created it in the laboratory, tweaking a weaker virus that they brought from Africa and tested in Africa on 100,000 Africans. And then had free screenings for gay men in New York and San Francisco for hepatitis B, and they inoculated them with the AIDS virus in these free trucks that they would park outside of, like, gay neighborhoods. And I found it fascinating that it also agreed with some of your other guests that you've had on your show, like Dr. Horowitz, and I forgot her name. I think her name is Dolores Cannon.
Dolores Cannon, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny.
Right, Dolores Cannon had channelings of Nostradamus, and
yes,
he told her the same thing through her channelings through some of her patients. And I just thought it was fascinating. But the one thing I was critical of was, I'm a Jewish American, I'm proud. And you should be. I was offended by the Protocols of the Elders of Zion section, because they are the real Illuminati, but they're pretending to be Jews. That people hate Jews and kill Jews. Same thing happened in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
There is an Illuminati, but they deceive people, and they try to make the whole public think that they're Jews. But Zion means God, and Zionism is, going back to your ancestral land of God. And that's all it is. It's not this horrible plot to kill everybody in the world. That's done by a group called the Illuminati, and they were responsible for the protocols of the elders of the Illuminati, not of Zion. So I was a little bit offended that he put that in his book, because it's been known to be a fabrication.
All right. Did that ever haunt him, Ken, that kind of approach?
If so, he never publicly stated it. Now, if you showed him something he wrote was wrong,
would he listen, or would he get argumentative?
Initially, argumentative, But then in his own time, in his own way, he'd go double check what you said.
Yeah, especially if you could show and prove it.
Exactly. Protocols of the Elders of Zion, while no one is really certain who created it, the Tsar's secret police was using it to justify a lot of what they were doing some of the pogroms that they did in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hitler resurrected it. And it's been resurrected a half a dozen times since World War II.
What would happen today if Bill Cooper were alive? How would he be handling all these episodes? The economy, the Federal Reserve, what would he be doing, Ken?
I think he would be shouting to the heavens, "I told you so." Because a lot of what's happening is very, very close to what he wrote. Now, of course, there are certain things, such as the protocols, that that personally I think he was off base. But you have to remember that if, in fact, everything that he said he got from the from being in the Naval Intelligence Branch, he did, in fact, get there.
Did he have good sources?
A lot of what I saw had to have come from very, very high levels. Now, I didn't see everything he had, but certain things that he showed me and certain things that he talked about in the interview I did with him had to have come from very senior officers.